This triptych of photographs taken by the artist Carter Mull presents a sequence of enigmatic images of debris and detritus strewn about the floor of the artist's studio, from shards of glass, plastic, glitter, and marbles, to sequins, dust, crystals, hair, perhaps even human hair, and animal fur. Chaos is the only compositional principle at play here. The images are at once flat, they do depict materials strewn on a floor, and yet they reveal a dazzling depth. Mull's manipulation of depth of field provides a selective focus, casting objects in the immediate foreground and background in a hazy blur. These are images that invite us to wander through them. They belong to a larger series of works, many of which bear the title Reverie, which suggests a state of being lost in one's thoughts. Verging on abstraction, these images defy easy description as well. You might note a glittery thing here or a strand of thread there, but overall the effect is a sense of material excess, of organic and inorganic states blurring, of natural and synthetic materials combined. These are also images of decomposition. It's as if some alien form, some crystalline being, has begun to decay and rot, to crumble and decompose in front of us. Despite their tendency toward abstraction, these images belong to the genre of the still life. But while most still lifes present their subjects legibly, Mull takes this process of vision and pushes it to its very limits, to the limits of legibility. Using digital manipulation, he amplifies the glistening appearance of his images. Mull first presented these works in an exhibition he called Shifting States, and this notion of shifting may refer to a passage between the photochemical and the digital, but the images also seem to suggest a passage between life and death. Something ephemeral has been captured, a moment of time arrested. The objective view of the camera lens has been harnessed in this case to produce a uniquely subjective vision, with ambiguous titles mixing Latin words with legal terms, references to punk songs, and French philosophy. Mull's images offer an even more confounding layer of meaning that we are left to puzzle through.